This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD. Go Loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. And this week's bonus episode is kindly sponsored by Primark or Pennies. And the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change, some more than others.
Woo, 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 woo! Love
today
it!
Is a rainy day.
I know. I like autumn when it's dry, okay? That's my cutoff.
And the leaves are crispy.
Yeah.
Really, not when they're soggy on the round.
No.
Not over them.
Doesn't have the same effect.
No.
But whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses and the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples. And we are still on the hunt and waiting for those jumpers to come
blue
back.
Blue jumpers.
Yes.
Do you want the blue too or the brown?
I do the brown.
Yeah.
I'm a neutral girl.
I need it.
Yeah, we need.
Oh my.
So if anybody knows where they are.
And those jumpers are really, really good quality.
The pink one you had last year is stunning.
And it doesn't, like, it's so thick and it's so comfy. It's not itchy.
Yeah.
Hate an itchy jumper. So soft.
Love that.
Yeah. The rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense, a first world problem or anything that's popped into our brains.
Yeah.
Recently, I feel like I have these thoughts in the shower.
Mine always has to be in the moment and then I have to write them down because I forget.
Yeah.
So I wrote mine down the other day. And usually in my notes app, I just write the word rant. So if anybody ever went into my notes app, it would just be me giving
everything
out.
Everything that you're annoyed at. Autumnal nails.
Girl! Autumn came. I love, and I never, ever, ever
get full colour.
No, never.
So nice.
The only time I ever get full colour is if it's like dark.
So satisfying.
Love it. Like,
yeah, they look so soft or something.
And my toes are the exact same colour.
Oh,
but Graham says that he reminds me, he keeps saying you look like an auntie with wine toes.
Do you get it?
I kind of understood it. Yeah, he was like, you're giving.
Or like a nanny with red toes.
Yeah. He was like, you just remind me of an auntie.
Oh no.
I was like, oh, brilliant. And I also forgot going on holidays next week, so I just have wine.
Where?
I go to Portugal, like.
Oh yeah. With Graham?
No, with the girls.
Wait, what?
For 2 days.
Wait, no, I didn't know that actually. What?
We're going on Friday morning, coming home on Sunday night.
What?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because Dana was trying to go somewhere and I was like, oh, it's not really, Portugal wouldn't be worth that time, but it's actually not that far.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 hours, like.
My mum and dad are.
2 nights actually is good.
Currently there now. Yeah.
Are you going to see them?
No, we're doing like Albufeira, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And they're in Villamore.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Albufeira's a ball.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I just feel like we're going to be
pissed.
Yes, definitely, but also mutton dresses, lamb. Like, I'm going to feel like we're going to be like.
No.
We're going to be 30 year olds bouncing around like we're on a first holiday.
Like 6 year old.
Yeah, it's because we've never been on a sun holiday before.
Oh my God.
Yeah, now two of the girls aren't going, unfortunately. Lauren and Jessica, we'll miss you a lot, but. The rest of us are all gone.
So 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
It'd be funny, like, we get matching t-shirts, not for the
airport. Oh my God. Should you do that thing where you get, like, a bad phone case?
Shit
phone cases. And you have to leave it on for the whole day.
I think I've seen people do that and it's like a frying pan.
Imagine
taking a selfie in the mirror with that.
Yeah, true, actually.
Well, I think we're going to pretend that it might be a hen's or something.
Oh my God, I forgot your. I don't think I actually knew ever you were going there.
It was really last minute.
I knew you were going somewhere.
Yeah.
But so fun. And the weather would be nice.
I hope it is.
I think it should be still. September.
Fingies crossed. Yeah. Okay, where's my rant? Oh, it literally just says rant of the week - car engine rev.
People rev.
I cannot stand. This is my rant. Young fellas that rev cars. I'm sorry. I don't
imagine
get it.
Like, this is cool.
But I do, like, and do you know what I feel? Like, as soon as I hear it or if I see it or something, my face automatically goes like this.
No, same. Yeah. I would literally scrunch up like this.
Yeah. Like, it's you're coming up to a red light. What are you doing? Your poor engine.
Yeah, you're actually burning all your petrol.
Like, your poor
car. Do you know your petrol is being burned?
I don't get it.
It's terrible. Like, I'd love to sit one down and be like, what do you, let's be honest, like, are you thinking that's cool?
Do you know what I always, or I was thinking about as well, because I was thinking, like, do they do it for girls? And then I was like, maybe they do it for other fellas. Like, maybe they do it to be like,
would they be impressed though?
My car's cooler than yours.
Just like, and some people put on extra revs, don't, or do they put on something on
big
their
exhaust on the back?
Yeah, is that to make it rev louder? Or do you ever, someone gives you a fright and you're like,
when it goes like, yeah, like that.
What, it sounds like a gunshot.
I don't
like,
get it.
I hate it.
Yeah, car. I was literally behind one the other day, and I was just the whole time I was just this.
No, literally, it's scrunched.
Yeah, it's just like, why?
They're polluting the earth.
Why? Like, there's a little nanny driving a car in front of you. You're not getting anywhere any faster. Revving your engine is not going to get you to where you need to be.
No,
and you're probably doing your car more damage than it.
Your car is a
bit, already has.
Your car is a bit. I can see all the black smoke all over the back of your exhaust. Stop doing that.
I don't get it.
Your car is going to go on fire.
Now, like, I do. Don't get me wrong. I do get the whole mindset of like thinking you're cool when you start driving and stuff. I used to think I was the bee's knees in my Peugeot 206.
Really?
I loved that car so much until I was having a smoke in it one day and I burnt it. Burnt a hole in my mom's seat. It was my mom's car. And I'm stabbed. I don't know what I was doing. Cars. Yeah, I stabbed a smoke out in her seat. But I thought it was so deadly.
I think I was too power of driving to think I was cool. I was just like, like, I was so bad that I feel like I couldn't think I was cool because I was like a granny.
Oh, I thought I was driving a Lamborghini. Like,
really?
Oh, I thought I was. Like, thought I was the shit. Like, yeah.
Revving the engine.
I don't even know how to rev. I wouldn't even know. Like, what do you do?
I think you'd put the foot on the accelerator. But don't go anywhere. I would know. On my spare time.
Yeah. That's my rant
of the week. That's a good one.
I just don't get revving. I don't understand it.
I don't get it. I would love to get a man's perspective on it.
Yeah.
And to tell us why it's cool.
Any men listening, because if it is for other fellas to be like,
then yeah.
Kind of understand it. If it's to show off in front of a girl, babes, you're doing the opposite effect.
If there's any girls that listen to this and think that's cool, also let us know.
Let us know if you find that just deadly.
Maybe it's niche.
Yeah, if you'd be like, oh, that's sexy. He revved that engine.
Yeah. A niche kink, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
Not for me.
Not for me. That reminds me of one. I have two rants.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my day studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you learned?
Oh, probably have to drive. Is that really bad?
Yeah, and think about how many years ago that would have been.
Yeah. I couldn't like even tell you anything else new I've learned, but I do want to reconnect with the sense of curiosity that I did have as a child.
That's where therapy can help. You know how much I'm an advocate for therapy. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era, no matter what age you are, if you want to grow, learn new things, even about yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's completely convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule, which was definitely unlike school.
Yes. And all you have to do is to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HMD.
One is, I was doing my going to the food shop after being in the gym, and I had gym shorts on, was walking down, going into Super Value, happy days. I can't remember what the guy said, but it was like a group of three fellas and they were like proper old. And I can't remember what he said, but it was real disgusting. Like, and I literally, like that, my face was like scrunched and I literally goes, freaks. Like, but I said it out loud. And I was like, then I was like, oh, and I was like, actually no, dead.
No,
right there.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking weirdo.
As you should.
Trying to do my food shop. That was rant number one. I just thought of it there. But second of all, I feel like time's going too quick and that's my rant.
Is it?
It's freaking me out.
This year flew.
I feel like I can't catch up with time and like I feel like I'm becoming very aware that like, I don't know.
Time is passing.
Yeah. And that you can't just go back to being young again. Like that's actually gone. Maybe because I'm 26 now. The frontal lobe was forming last year, but I feel like it's forming even more.
Oh, more?
Yeah. Like I just feel like everything's happening too quickly. 1 month's going into the next and you're
yeah,
like,
but you've also been the busiest bird in Ireland, so like
yeah.
You need to slow down. I tell you all the time.
Do you think that's why time goes so quick?
Yeah, because you're constantly doing things. You need a day off to just, not even a day. You should
go on a retreat.
Piss off and just, and fully switch off.
Find myself.
Yeah, she found herself in Bali.
Myself in Bali. I would love to find myself
in Bali. Maybe that is why you're finding time going so quick.
Maybe.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing.
But I also never know what day of the week it is or day.
I'm bad with dates. Days I can do.
Yeah.
But that's only because I know who's at home.
Yes.
Like, when? Everyone else's schedule, I know what day it is.
Yeah. I never know.
Dates, having dates? A clue.
I haven't known since college.
No. I'm drinking gone off milk all the time because I never check the date and I don't know what day it is.
Gone off everything.
Oops.
Everything. Gone off.
I kind of love it though. Like, we're basically halfway through September. It's basically Christmas.
But that's, I feel, even summer did feel long. I actually do feel like it felt long, but I just feel like the years are going so quick.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm going to blink, I'll be 50 with 4 kids.
Ah, you won't. No.
I'm halfway.
A lot of people say that your 30s are better than your 20s.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. So we were only texting the other day planning my 30th for next year. How sick.
I know.
Sick.
So good though.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, the 30s would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I'm not scared of getting older. I'm just like,
how fast it's gone.
Yeah, and I wish I spent time in that time being like, oh.
Yeah.
But you're in the
being present.
Yeah.
It's very hard to be present.
I'm never present.
You're always wishing away where you are now.
Always.
Yeah.
Or you're running around doing something and like time just goes and then you're like, shit, missed.
When I was younger, do you know what I used to wish away? Like, do you know what I used to, like, I couldn't wait to get to the age.
Cool.
No, where it was acceptable to wear like heels out during the day and stuff. I was so excited for that. Yeah. I used to see like girls
going around an office and wear heels.
Yeah. Or like going for drinks and being able to wear like jeans and heels and all. I couldn't wait to be that age to wear jeans and heels and a nice top.
And now we do anything not to wear heels.
Oh, I'm like, fuck that.
We're like, please. Nah, it's not gonna any event you have to wear heels?
No. Yeah. That's how I used to perceive like
time.
Yeah.
Age. Yeah. Would you have thought that as like 18? You can wear it then? Wear heels then?
No, like I couldn't wait to be like in my 20s. Late 20s, yeah, and be wearing like
stuff like nice that. Though.
I don't know.
Now you are. It's like,
yeah. And I love wearing long dresses and stuff now. I'm really midi, coming into my age midi. Now. Yeah, love a midi dress.
I used to just wish away school. And I wish I didn't, school. But also I fucking hate school.
I love school.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'd be like dying for the weekend or dying for to finish it. Too.
No. I always said I couldn't wait. Like, if I could, I'd go back to school.
Same now. With the mindset now, but at the time, fucking hate it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I did fuck all in school. I just loved hanging around with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hated the learning.
It's just great crack.
Everything else is good. Mm. And the fact you couldn't be yourself. You couldn't, like, wear piercings or dye your hair.
We weren't too bad in my school with shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was because it was just an all-girls school and, like...
You do what you want.
Yeah, I think we were a bit catty, was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe that's the wrong thing to say, but, like, they were, like, they're a bunch of girls, like, just...
Yeah. Do what you want.
Leave them be. Yeah, there was girls in my school with coloured hair and like earrings. I remember we'd all have like our nails done and...
I don't think we were allowed to have nails. I haven't done once for junior surf, but I think...
Never wore makeup or anything in school.
I did.
I think at the start I did. Mm. Like when I was a young...
Yeah.
A young one.
Like just Max... Or what's it called? That Estee Lauder shit I used to use in Japan.
Yeah. Or the Elizabeth Arden Toasty Beige.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
With the sponge.
Yeah. But yeah, Elizabeth Arden.
Or Panstick. Do you remember
Panstick? My sister wore that. I remember the smell of that.
Oh.
If I smelled that now, it would take me right back.
That would bring me straight back. I only did at the start of school, but then I barely brushed my teeth or my hair going into school and wore the same
shirt. And wore PJs.
Yeah, for the week. Christ.
So if you agree with either of our rants or have any more to add, you can let us know. Our email is homewardrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram @homewardrinkpods. So if I was you, it was where I get to give you a little bit of very honest and raw advice about what to do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybe the ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And these are sent into our email address, which is homewardrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the only way we take in suggestions for the segment, not through DMs. And they're always anonymous as well. So this one is, hey birds. So I told myself that I wouldn't get into any relationship this year because I'm still hurting from a breakup. I got rid of all my dating apps and then something natural happened. I met this guy through TikTok. I told him from the start I wasn't looking for anything. And if we were to start something, we would have to take it really slow. He agreed, but I fell for him. We would FaceTime every night going to sleep and he always made me smile and blush just even thinking about him. Then one day I did the worst thing ever. I got really anxious and it all got too overwhelming. Instead of talking to him about what was making me like this, I blocked him so I would get rid of the feeling. I felt totally awful doing it because I still really like him and he didn't deserve that. I have had this done to me before and it hurts. I've been trying to get in contact with him, but I think he's blocked me. I feel so bad about doing it and it eats at me still. Should I try reaching out again, girls, or leave him be?
Ooh.
Aw.
Aw.
I don't think I've ever blocked someone.
That must feel really intense, though, to like feel like that. And the only thing you feel like you can do is block them.
It's just go.
Yeah.
And I'd say because she's hurt, she doesn't want to feel that again. And if sometimes if you feel like something's going too well, it's like,
too good to be true.
It must be too good to be true. Let's just end it before it gets, before it ends itself. Like, you're nearly self-sabotaging, do you know? Yeah. I think.
Trying to protect yourself, but you end up hurting yourself.
Hurting him and hurting yourself and hurting what could have been as well.
I think if you want to reach out, like if it'll be playing on your mind that like, oh God, will I, won't I, do I reach out? I think if you do reach out, just be prepared that he might just ghost you. Like, he might.
Yeah.
You need to be prepared for the worst.
How will she contact him now if he's blocked her?
It's not she blocked him. I blocked
then
him.
She said she's trying to get in contact with him, but you think he's blocked me.
Oh. Oh, maybe then.
Unless you want to go the route of making a fake account to text.
I don't know.
Is that too much?
I think so. I think he might be
a bit
more freaked.
If it's an ex-boyfriend, I could probably be like, yeah, make an account.
Hey, it's me, unblock me, bitch.
Yeah. Like, I've done it. I've been there. Yeah. I think leave it be, but I think definitely try to work out your own feelings then after this and learn from this and see how it can not happen again. Because if every time something is going well that you just throw it away and block the person, like, that's going to hurt things that could have been really good.
Yeah.
So I think figuring out what actually made you that and what feelings it brought you back to is really important. But I think leave him be, because I think he's obviously hurt and he's
made up his own mind, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think in this case, don't try reach out again, and if he has you blocked, it kind of says how he feels about the situation as
He's kind of made up his mind.
Yeah. And maybe just leave him unblocked out, because he might end up unblocking you and then reaching out to you, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe keep checking if he still is blocked, but I wouldn't go as far as making other pages to contact him. Then again, though, I might give him clothes. No. But yeah, I think really working on yourself after this, you're still healing from breakup.
Mm.
You're feeling anxious when it got too much and too overwhelming. Like, that's something that you can work on for next time and to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And also therapy is, I know I always say, therapy is really good for things like that. I think people think like therapy is only for if you're feeling depressed or like
something bad
anxious in your life. Yeah. But it's for everything. It's really good.
You can go and have nothing wrong. Like,
you can actually go and be like,
hey. Not wrong. Wrong's the bad word to use, but like,
nothing particular to say.
Yeah. If you just want to go and literally chat.
Just have another ear to listen to.
Yeah.
So you can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeydrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email address. And that is it for this week's bonus episode. New episodes of Home I Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And thanks so much to Penny's for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. I still need to do the shop, the autumn Penny shop.
Yeah. Dying for that now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to push it out till after, like, because once my Portugal holiday is done, then it's
over. Yeah.
Even though my mind is, it's been over since the start of August.
Yeah.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. We will talk to you soon, Bird.
Talk to you soon, Bird.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. It's back to school season, and while I am more than happy not to be spending my days studying, I do miss learning new things and feeling like you're growing so much.
Yeah, I feel like as adults, we just never make the time to learn something new. Like, what was the last thing that you think you learned?
Probably Mai Tai, but that was months and months ago now. So I do want to reconnect with that sense of curiosity that I had as a child.
Yeah. And that's where therapy can help. It offers you a chance to have your back to school era, no matter your age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Because it's entirely online, it's convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule, unlike school or college.
And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist. And if you want, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
With over 5,000 therapists available, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HMD today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/HMD.